In Parshas Vayigash, Yosef HaTzadik reveals himself to his brothers. And he tells them, please bring down our father, Yaakov Avinu, down to Mitzrayim. Sure enough, Yaakov Avinu is brought down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef HaTzadik brings him to Pari. Pari sees him and he asks him, Kama Yemei Shnei Chayecha, how old are you? And Yaakov answers with a little bit of a vague answer, and he says, Vayomer Yaakov Pari Yemei Shnei Megurai, Shloishim Yashono. Ma'at v'rama yumei shnei chayai, v'leisigu es yumei shnei chayai avoysai, v'yumei megureihem. Says Yaakov Avinu, he starts off, Para asked him, how many years of chayecho? And Yaakov answers back, the years of my megurai, my dwellings, were 130. And they were small and hard, were the years of my chayai. And they didn't reach the years of the chaye of my parents in the days of their dwellings, bimei migureihem. So he starts off with chayai, continues with migurai, then he goes back to chayai, and ends off with migurai. What's the difference between chayai and migurai? What was Yaakov saying over here? The Sfarner really deals with this question. So Rav Olva says that there's life and then there's life. There's living and then there's living. If you want to know, said Yaakov HaTzadik, Yaakov Avinu, to Parai, if you want to know how many days did I walk the earth, 130 years. But if you're asking me how many years do I feel that I really lived, ma'at v'royim. It's not a feel 130 years. And I didn't reach the amount of years that my father and grandfather lived. Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, the amount of years that they walked the earth was the amount of years that they lived. They lived their life to the fullest. But I don't feel that my life was lived to the fullest. Why is that? Because what is life? So interesting, if you look at the end of the parasha, it's recounting what happened at the years of the famine, and it says that after the first year, there's already no food for the Egyptians, and they started selling themselves, selling their livestock, selling their land, selling themselves to Yosef, and Yosef gave them food that they should be able to plant, grain that they should be able to plant. And when they got it, they said, Hechi Yisanu. They told Yosef HaTzadik, Hechi Yisanu, you gave us life. Nimtzachin b'nei Adoni v'yavodim l'pari. By giving us food, you gave us life. That's what a guy is. As long as he has food, that's life. Nothing more than that. Eat, drink, and be merry. But by Yaakov Avinu, life was more than that. Yosef was, we find, after his granddaughter tells him that Yosef HaTzadik is still alive, it says, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim. Vatechi, Yaakov's Ruach started living again. And Rashi tells us, Shorasav Lav Shechina Shepir Shemimenu. That the Shechina returned to him for the 22 years that Yosef HaTzadik was gone. He didn't have the Shechina with him on a constant basis. And it returned to him now, when he found that the Yosef HaTzadik was alive. So Yaakov Avinu was telling Pare, I didn't live my life to the fullest, because, yes, maybe I'm walking the earth for 130 years, but I didn't have the Shechina with me for all those years. 22 years I was missing it. And therefore I didn't live them to the fullest. Every day was actually a day in Yaakov's, as we'll see from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. However, he felt that there could have been more had he had the Ashras HaShechina on a daily basis. They tell the story of a man who chanced upon a graveyard. And he's looking at the tombstones and he sees the first one. It says that this person lived for 8 years and 3 days. And this person lived for 12 years and 19 days. And this person lived for 6 years. And this person lived for 13 years. And this person lived for 4 years. And he finds somebody that's one of the citizens that's lived nearby. And he asks him, he says, what's this whole graveyard? It's all children? So he says, no, it's a graveyard of that. Here the tombstones are in a little bit different than the regular graveyard. And he says that over here they write how many years the person actually utilized his life. Out of his 80, 90, 100 years that he was given, how many years did he actually live? How many years was his life lived to the fullest? And unfortunately, 12 years, 15 years. But a Yid has a way to fill up his life. A Yid has a way to fill up his life. The Gemara in Brachas tells another story. The Gemara in Brachas says that when the Romans were gozer not to learn Torah, or not to teach Torah, so Papas ben Yehuda, founder of Rabbi Akiva, was teaching Torah Barabim. And he said, Rabbi Akiva, are you not scared that the Romans are going to catch you? So Rabbi Akiva tells him, let me give you a mashal. He says it's a mashal to a fox who's walking on the banks of the river. And he looks into the river and he sees that the fish are swimming back and forth, to and fro, in a frenzy. And he asks them, "Why are you? What are you worried about?" And they said, "Oh, there's somebody over here that's trying to catch us. Somebody's putting out a trap for us, is putting out a net to catch us, and we're scared." So he says, "Oh, no problems. Why don't you come up and live with me on the outside of the water, and you'll be safe from the nets." So he says, they said to him, he says, "You're the fox that they say is the wisest of all the animals." He says, "You seem to be quite foolish in your question. If in the water, which is the place where we live, which is the place where we have life, we're scared. So in the place, if we'd come up out of the water where we can't live, how much more so should we be worried that we're going to die?" Said Rabbi Akiva to Papas Ben Yehuda, he says it's the same thing with us. The Torah, it says about the Torah, "Ki chayecha varichemecha," the Torah is our life. He says, if we're going to learn Torah and we're going to be scared, how much more so if we're not learning Torah are we going to be scared if we don't have the "Hu chayecha varichemecha"? So Rav Gifter says a beautiful pshat over here. He says, why did Rabbi Akiva feel necessary to give this whole mashal? Why can't he just say, "You're asking me why I'm teaching Torah? Because it says, ki chayecha, this is your life. What do you have to give the whole mashal of the fish and the fox?" And the... So he says, because when you take a fish and you take a fish out of the water, he says, what happens with the fish? The fish starts flapping around, jumping around, flapping around. And a person that would see the fish and wouldn't know what's going on, he would think that he's having a great time. He's dancing around. The fish is the happiest person around. But somebody that knows what's happening really knows that this is not a dance of life. This is a dance of death. The fish is, this is his last ditch effort to try to get back into the water. He's flapping around and he knows that he's about to die. Says Rav Gifter, he says that often we look around, we'll see goyim, it looks like they're having a good time, it looks like everything is great, they're flying, they're dancing, it looks like they're enjoying themselves, but this is not real life. That's not real life. It's a dance of death because it doesn't bring them to anywhere, it doesn't give them life, it doesn't give them anything. So how do we really live? How do we really live? So next week's parasha, it says that Ve'yikru ve'yimei Yisrael lamus, the days of Yisrael came close to his miso. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brings down from the Zohar that Be'etzem, every person is given a certain amount that is designated and is given a certain amount of days to live. And every day has a tachlis. Every day has got its mission. And a person's job is to fill those days. And Yaakov Avinu filled every single day. So the days of Yaakov came when it was time for him to pass away. All his days came together because all his days were used and utilized to the fullest. Even though he was missing that Shekhinah. However, he used the day to the fullest in the situation that he was. And Rav Elbaz brings down a lesson for us in a similar vein. Chazal tell us in Bereishis in Shmoyis Rabbah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, "Ani nasati lechem es haTorah tu oiskim bo yoim yoim." I give you the Torah that it's your job to be oisik in the Torah daily, day in and day out. Shenemer ashri adam shoymeali lishkeid al doisoisai yoim yoim. Praiseworthy is the person who's diligent and he learns day in and day out. Chayechem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by your life, I'm making a shvua, she'azbi'aschem lechem nashamayim yoim b'yoim. Mida kenegen mida, I'm going to give you food day in and day out. I'm going to give you from the heavens. In the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave rain down daily. He gave us the man. Shnem v'yotzeham v'loktu dvar yoim b'yoimai. So mida kenegen mida, I gave you the Torah to be oisik in yoim yoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the man. Once we learned the Torah day in and day out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the man from the shamayim yoim yoim. That v'loktu dvar yoim b'yoimai. Says Rav Elbaz, we see something amazing over here. We see that lav dafka, a person's mission in life, is to learn Shas, is to finish. A person is shtu oiskim ba yom yom. His mission is shtu oiskim ba yom yom. The Torah was given to us to learn it day in and day out. A person's job in this world is to fill his days. The Torah was given to us to fill our days. Do we have to finish the Torah? There's no way to finish the Torah. So what could we do? Use every day, utilize every day till its fullest. Shtu oiskim ba yom yom. That's a person's job. So everybody's given a day, days, and everybody's meant to fill those days. The best way to fill those days is with Torah, Avayit Gimel Yitzchak Sadim. And some people didn't go to sleep. The Chavetz Chaim brings down that there's a Hanhaga Toiva not to go to sleep before a person does a chesed. Certainly we daven every day. A person should ensure that he learns every day. And no day is really dependent on the day beforehand. Every day is a new day for itself. Every day is a new mission. Every day is a new tafkid. And our job is to fill each and every day. And there's no looking back at what was yesterday, what was 2 weeks ago. In a chanami, maybe it could have been better. Maybe it's not today's day is not dependent on yesterday's day. Oisi yoim yoim yidroshun. Every day is a mission for itself. Every day is a tafka for itself. And it's so easy and it's so accessible to fill it with Torah, avoida, gumilas chasadim.